You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Last time you'll hear this song for the next 2 weeks. It's a heartbreaker, I know, but it'll be on one of your music services. It's the intro music for our friend Kyle Veazey, his walk-up song. Kyle is the director of communications, deputy director for Mayor Jim, what's his name's office. We're really into it today.
Jim Luttrell.
Really fired up. Jim Luttrell is the mayor of something, and his name is Jim Strickland. He's a good dude. And he's going to come see us, but you've changed the day for the State of the Union address.
Yeah, the State of the Union will be on January 16th.
Why put it off a week?
The council, I believe, is moving their meeting days in January, and we don't want to do the State of the City address on the same day. Because you do it at noon, so it's just a bad conflict to do it on the same day as a council meeting, so we're going to, I think, push it off a week.
Does Jim write his own speech, or do you do it?
The mayor and I collaborate on the speeches, Drake.
Do you really?
Yes.
Like two guys writing a song, like kind of hanging out.
I think very similar. That's a good way of putting it.
Do the verse exchanges, and then like you... And
sweat over the bridge.
Sure.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Well, that'll be big. But he'll be here that day before he goes to speak on it.
That's correct.
Okay.
We just changed that, I think, yesterday, so I've got to... I got to get with Sid on getting that.
You guys in government do whatever you want to do, so it doesn't matter anyway. So the city council meets today, the last time of the year?
Yes.
What do they have to do, and are they going to be into it about like we are today?
Oh, they're going to be totally into it. The city council brings it every other Tuesday, 110% or whatever. Gosh. Other cliche I can come up with in this instance.
Boy, this job has changed you so much. You're always so down to earth and never lied.
They just come ready to do the people's business, Drake. I don't really know where your cynicism comes from. I'm disappointed in you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man. That hurts. That hurts deep. So what do they have on their agenda, Kyle?
Well, Drake, I'm glad you asked. I think the one item that I saw yesterday when I was kind of looking at the agenda, and it's what the media has kind of, their stories have been on in the past 24 hours, is third reading, I believe. Well, I don't know that it's a reading, a third reading. It's a decision time on MLGW rates that has been proposed. I don't remember if it was proposed last council meeting or two. I mean, it's been pretty recent.
It was two ago, and I believe there was some outrage for a change among people, but... Was it the mayor or somebody else in politics who said, look, get over it. You know, times change. These things cost more. I know that energy down where I stay, that's gone up over the past year. Now, the gas prices from Atmos have gone down, actually. But these things tend to go up over time. It's the natural order.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at MLGW's rate history, we have not had an electric rate increase, I believe, since 2004, and a gas rate increase since 2008. Well, I may have flipped those two up, but we're looking at like 13 years since one of those two were raised, and I think it was the electric. And then also, if you look at bills, if you look at our rates, our average bills, compared to some of our peer cities, we are by far the lowest. And so... those are a couple of pieces of context in which to view that news. And then the water rate increase, you know, the water rate increase will largely go to fund what I think is a pretty cool thing. We're going to finally, for the first time, we talked about this, I think, about a month ago, fund research into the aquifer so that we know, you know, all the decisions that are made about the Memphis Sand Aquifer are done with, you know, with some science behind it, and but not this sort of authoritative, once in a generation, complete study of where there might be any vulnerabilities, where there aren't any, what the future is of the aquifer, which is the source of our drinking water, right? So this was something that the mayor initiated to ensure that we sort of have a long-term forecast of what the aquifer has.
So who are those that raised heck about this? Just the usual people that want to bitch about something?
I was not at the committee meeting, so I don't know. I don't know if anybody did.
Well, there was some.
You may know more than I do.
Well, somebody was put in a spot of having to defend it and explain it.
Sure.
Which, to me, infers that somebody was bitching about it.
Sure.
So I guess somebody may have come to the, but somebody's going to bitch about the sky being blue.
Nobody's going to, I mean, rate increases are never going to sail.
They don't get applause.
Without any sort of conversation, right? Which is understandable. I mean, I think it's a healthy conversation to have.
Well, but people are just going to have to get over it. You know, things change. Times, and, you know, it's, things cost more. It just happens. It always has. It always will. When you watch Gunsmoke, a big mug of draft beer was a nickel. A bath was a nickel. Things change. Get over it.
A big mug of what? Falstaff beer or something?
I think in Dodge it was probably Schlitz malt liquor. That's my guess.
Not like Weizsäcker?
No, probably not. That was back in the days and tasted like, I'm sure, something bad.
Yeah, sure.
Our guest is Kyle Veazey. I saw Jim's relatively short email to the public on Friday.
Not long-winded, the man.
I think it's been a long year. Everybody's tired and doesn't have a lot to say anymore. But he did point out, I'm not sure I was even aware of this. It's been a year in this city where a number of people have, with good intentions and big hearts, tried to and have discussed the mentoring of young men.
Right.
Which is a real, you know, challenge, because there are so many bad decisions made when it comes to having children, and people that have no business having them keep having them. They are the result of, well, you know, what they come from, storks. But some of these kids need some help. And this program, this place called Manhood University. Explain what that is. This is a great thing.
I thought we were about to get a lesson on the birds and the bees there for a second.
I don't need you.
Yeah, I don't want you to.
Nah.
Manhood University is a program that the city initiated last year. I think the second group just graduated with 75 men. And what it is, it's a partnership with, I think, 8 different churches in the area. It's a 6-week sort of program. I don't know when they meet. I don't know if they meet on Saturdays or weeknights. I don't know that for sure. But basically teaching younger men, 20s, 30s. We're not talking about, you know, children here. We're talking about adults. I mean, let's make sure we understand that. Things from financial literacy to conflict resolution to preparation for the workforce, all the different sort of life skills that...
How did they miss them?
How did they what?
Miss those things in their
academic career?
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Well, are they Shelby County school kids? That's that answer to that
They're
question.
Memphians.
Yeah, well, that's the problem right there.
Well, there you go.
They weren't taught it in school. They were just passed on to the next level.
Yeah, but a lot of these skills are not, you know, things that would have been taught in schools. I mean, I don't remember, you know, for instance, when I was in school, and I was fortunate to go to a fine school district, I don't know that we learned financial literacy. I don't know that we learned, like, how to balance a checkbook and save and do a mortgage and all that.
Which is a really, really, that is a short-sighted way to go about this, because, you know, at point, you know, I can recall, I think, in my early 20s, getting my first checkbook.
Yeah.
I had no idea what to do with it. And those kind of things ought to be ingrained in people early on, and they're not.
And I probably learned from the example of my dad.
Yeah, me too.
And maybe, you know, maybe not everyone had that example.
Well, it's a crying shame that it takes these grown men having to go to learn the basic parts of life, but at least they're being offered a place to go to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of meeting a need where it is. I mean, we could, you know, decide how the need got there all day long, but there is a need. And, you know, if you notice that he ended the email there with a guy who emailed and said, "This is awesome. I just got a new job as a result of this." I mean,
very
nice. Cool.
Well, these folks, Ken Moody and his staff, are to be commended for this. And 75 men were graduates last week from the second class of this, and they will carry on, I presume, in 2018.
Yep.
Improving housing was on Jim's list of things to discuss. The upcoming Green and Healthy Homes Initiative sounds promising. It's being funded by Le Bonheur, or spearheaded by Le Bonheur.
Yeah, it's a national organization. I think they're out of Baltimore, that they have partnerships with, I think, a couple of dozen cities across the country, right? And what they try to tackle are policy changes to make housing stock healthy in terms of everything from just poor conditions to asthma. I mean, things that can cause asthma. That was what the mayor who suffers from that, when he went to the news conference, he pulled out his inhaler and he said, this is near and dear to me because I suffer from this, and I can understand, children who suffer from it too, and how it can lead to so many different bad outcomes or tougher situations, right? So it's a partnership, and Le Bonheur is sort of leading. They're kind of waving the flag over there and spearheading everything. But our Division of Housing and Community Development is our plug into that.
That's a good deal, though. That's that's just one more positive thing. Looking back over this year, Jim's second year, right?
Yeah. As mayor? I think it was 2 years ago. God. This week, I showed up here and told you that I had a new job.
That's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What do you think his proudest accomplishment this year is?
Boy, that's a tough one. Proudest, I can sort of group two or three. I think that we are seeing, and hopefully I think the number will back it up when they graduate in 2 or 3 weeks. This would be the first year in 7 years in which the police staff has increased, not decreased, has actually increased, thanks to some efforts that have been done towards the recruiting side. We talked about the big class that graduated in August. There's another big one to graduate in 3 weeks, I think, for 3 or 4 weeks. That's a big one. And I just think a lot of different things that are all small things that don't fit your question neatly, because it's not one thing, but they're all the umbrella of reinvesting in our city.
You can't overgeneralize that kind of
stuff. Well, but I think you'll hear him, and I think you'll hear him say that a lot, particularly going forward, state of the city, that kind of stuff. Reinvesting in the city in terms of, we're paving double the streets we paved 4 years ago. Libraries are open longer hours. Community centers, I believe, have longer hours, certainly have more programming, youth programming. All these sort of incremental things that I realize, like, on their own, have a hard time kind of surfacing in the news cycle, right? But when you put them all together and you talk about, for the number of years that, for whatever reason, because of population loss, because of tight finances, whatever it is, that, you know, you've seen cuts in programming in the city, that for whatever reason that was, that in the past couple of years, you've kind of seen that swing back in the other direction with some of the things that I just mentioned. And long way to go, no doubt about it, long way to go. But beginning to see that tide turn, I think, you know, would be how I would answer that in terms of what year two has meant.
Well, it's there are more folks that have jobs. That's a good thing in this town.
Yeah.
We have an issue with the school system, which we have discussed the past couple of days with those in charge of that. That really isn't a city problem, but then again, it is. But there's no real involvement from that part of government. But there are good things and bad things, and we have to embrace the optimism that we have that Jim has brought to this job. And I think he's doing the best he can. In some cases, it isn't fast enough for some people in some areas.
Us included.
This stuff takes time, and nothing moves any slower in life than government at any level, and that's just the way it is. So get used to it. But there is progress being made, and that's all you can ask for, I think. So I'm sure you were a great part of all this achievement, and we thank you for your service.
I'm sure I was very little part of any of the achievements.
I think you do a fine job.
I overhear a lot of it. How about that?
Huh?
I overhear a lot of it.
Well, so you're the one child left behind?
I guess.
That's a drag.
Yeah, it's real sad.
Well, you should be kind of upped, I think, next year. Your profile should
be. Well, listen, the mayor will be here in 3 weeks. I think that should be his first question.
I'll get to him off the air.
Oh, okay.
So we can, like, talk like,
Like,
you know, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so because
like
we do.
Yeah.
All right, man, you're off to the City of Light for the holidays?
I will be in the City of Light for the holidays.
Paris, France.
A quick day trip to Paris. 2.5-hour drive to Paris. Most people don't realize that.
You can get there. France.
No. What? Not France at all.
I thought you were going to be a big timer.
No, Catfish. City of Catfish.
Yeah, I've been there. Believe me, it's a blast.
It's something.
It's something?
It's something.
It's a little town.
It's a tiny town.
But it's fine, though.
It was a great
I'm from one, too. Well, be safe. Have a good holiday. Thank you for being our friend, as always.
Same to you, and I appreciate this opportunity every Tuesday
morning. You're a good man, and we enjoy talking to you, and give our best to Mayor, what's his name, and we'll see him on the 16th.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Jim.
Luttrell. Yeah, right. Luttrell. Yeah, we said that earlier.
So are we going to talk about statues today at the friggin' council meeting?
You might. Okay. Might not.
Okay.
Might.
For the next 2 weeks, I don't care if they explode into a fine.
I was about to say, like,
rocky mist.
What do you care?
I don't, at all. I want people to be happy and to be calm and to just leave me alone. Thank you, Mr. Veazey. Have a great holiday, sir. We will see you next time. Upcoming, our friend David Waters from the Commercial Appeal. We will commentate on. Well, he will, and I'll chime in if I can sit up straight for a little bit longer, and we'll talk about that stuff. Robert Irwin Jewelers. How many things can we say about our good friends there? Howie and his staff at 4 stores in town. They work hard year-round to bring you great deals, and they do. And I have been there for years on end, working with them and seeing how they treat people and how they provide financing to those that need that. They also find things to fit your budget. They're good about that. If you're not rich, don't worry about it, and don't be afraid to go in and ask, you know, what do you have for this kind of money? They'll find something for you. They have the Le'Veon rings this holiday season. The brand new Magnificence collection has been discussed a lot. The Infinite Love diamond necklace. And if you're getting engaged this holiday season, they have engagement rings. You can design your own if and you'd like to. They have all kind of stuff. They have watches and bracelets and necklaces and pendants and many things that sparkle. And you can have them, and they finance it, and they have all kind of things, a deferred interest, and a number of things they can explain to you. When you go to see them at any of their 4 stores or on the internet, rijewelers.com, they're on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. Thank you, Howie. Everybody that works there has been good to us. We thank you very much. The good folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Here's one of those great memory songs from an old Christmas movie, not Elf or Lampoon's Vacation. Those are the newest ones, and they're both 20 years old. This is back a long time ago. It's about counting your blessings this holiday season. We'll be having this will be on right now, and we'll have David Waters here after this.
Email us anytime at mail@rickinthemorning.com.